Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Both Mel Kiper Jr. and Daniel Jeremiah of ESPN and the NFL Network, respectively, have released their mock drafts today. Boy, are they different. Yet, very similar, especially at the top. Mel Kiper Jr., he's got Caleb Williams going number one to the Chicago Bears, Jayden Daniels two to the Commanders, Drake May three to the New England Patriots. And if you look at what Jeremiah has, he has the only difference is Drake May going two to Washington and Jayden Daniels going three to the New England Patriots. After that, boy, we got some big differences here in these, because you have Kiper has, after Drake May, I think that this is kind of how it does shake out, but Marvin Harrison Jr. going fourth to Arizona. That makes sense. They need a receiver desperately, and that's the best way to go about it. But Kiper has Malik Nabers going five to the Chargers. I think I'm more side with Daniel Jeremiah, who has the Los Angeles Chargers picking up a tackle in Talese Fuaga, not at five, but trading down to 10. Where these two guys have a vast difference, though, is Daniel Jeremiah has the Minnesota Vikings trading up to the fourth spot to draft J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback.
They did go get that second first-round pick.
Yeah.
They went and got the 23rd overall pick, so they've got that to put in there. And if you're the Cardinals, you have so many holes.
Very much so. But receiver is a massive hole.
It is.
Like, they are void of talent. I think their leading receiver returning has like 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They need a number one receiver. And you cannot throw Kyler Murray. Say what you want about Kyler Murray. I feel bad for any quarterback who just is thrown to the wolves without any receivers.
No weapons.
To throw to. And they are weaponless in Minnesota or Arizona right now. So Minnesota is weapon full. And that would just be criminal not to give him a quality wide receiver. But trading out of that four spot in a deep receiver class, if somebody wants to go up and get a quarterback,
you can find a Brian Thomas at 23, probably.
That's right. Or you can go and find a great wide receiver at 11, where you'd have to give up 11 and 23 mm-hmm. if you're Minnesota to get up into four. Get a receiver at 11 if you want to, or at 23, you're going to have one, and get offensive line help at either one of those positions, because it does appear that a good tackle will be available at either one, 11 or 23, and a really good wide receiver. So I wouldn't be shocked one bit if you see Arizona move out. But J.J. McCarthy at four is a bit of a surprise.
That's a stunner. At top four going quarterback?
Where both of Kiper and Daniel Jeremiah really split, though, is the next quarterback taken in this first round. Because Kiper has five quarterbacks coming off the board in the first round. One of them being Bo Nix coming off the board at number 12 overall to the Denver Broncos. And it should be noted, Kuiper does have Minnesota drafting J.J. McCarthy at 11, which he will be there for you. But Bo Nix, number 12 to the Denver Broncos, is where Mel Kuiper Jr. has Nix coming off the board. He does not have Michael Penix Jr. in the first round.
No.
Daniel Jeremiah has Michael Penix Jr. going 13th overall.
To the Raiders.
To the Las Vegas Raiders. Which, and no Bo Nix in his first round.
I like Penix. He does fit stylistically what the Raiders have wanted to be always. What's the thing that Al Davis always prioritized in his quarterback? Big arm.
Big old arm.
That big arm, deep plays, speed on the outside, which is how Odunze played at Washington. Big plays, speed on the outside. It's those opportunities that are there. I just feel like the Raiders have so many other things, and making that move there, I feel like he's a second round guy. I don't think you can with his medicals.
Yeah, the medicals are a big one, but that's never stopped the Raiders before.
Nope, definitely not.
And you need a quarterback. You have Gardner Minshew. You have Aiden O'Connell on your roster. Those two guys are stopgaps. You draft Michael Penix if he's at 13. Like, and here's the thing with both of these picks. If it is Penix at 13 or Nix at 12, either one of those, you can trade down, and those guys are still going to be available.
Yep. Honestly, right? if the Raiders did trade down here, I'd probably be thrilled, unless there's somebody there that you're just like, how – Brock Bowers. If Bowers is there, you're like, even if you're already having a tight end, you still kind of go, yeah, he shouldn't be here. Take him. Get the assets.
Acquire more assets because you are in a hole. Both of these teams are, where talent is going to be an issue. But – it kind of furthers, though, what both of Kuiper and Jeremiah are going down is they're not just trying to find, you know, the best player, but what these teams need and the fit for these players in a specific system. And I think that's an interesting one when you talk about these quarterbacks, because think of them. You got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and J.J. McCarthy. Those six quarterbacks right there. Outside of Caleb Williams, who can kind of fit anywhere, the fit has got to be right for these guys to be successful. And here is where most teams stretch and reach and they fail, is when you say, well, he's the best quarterback that's on the board. We need a quarterback right now. Not diving into, all right, what is going to make this guy successful? And do we have the talent? And it's crazy to think about how many times we see this happen. Right? Where you have a team draft a quarterback and it's like, this guy doesn't fit what you do.
Yeah.
What you want to do offensively and stylistically and who you are and the weapons that you already have, this guy doesn't fit.
No, not at all. It's very much the, there's this diversification of thought versus production in college versus fit in the NFL. And I can't remember who it was. I wish I could credit him. There was discussion over the last couple of days that I saw across social media about the difference in how scouts at the collegiate level and scouts at the NFL level, how they go about grading players. As good as Bo Nix was in college, what are his tools and how do they translate and how much more can they develop in the NFL? And there's this discussion about how prolific a guy is or isn't. Because for every, there's plenty of guys that weren't prolific in college, Tom Brady, who ended up being the GOAT, but there's also guys who were prolific in college, Patrick Mahomes, who ended up being very good in the NFL as well. So there's what I'm getting to is the NFL draft is it's a crapshoot.
teams make it far harder on themselves than they need
certainly
to, because you have to have a quarterback.
So and stylistically, it has to match what you're trying to do. Otherwise, you're doing square peg round hole.
And this is why I just the Patriots sitting at three. I'm looking at either Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
Does either of those guys make sense?
No. They don't.
No.
Because of the fact that you don't have the resources around them to make them successful right now. And there is so much further that I think the Commanders do. And you're taking the third best prospect at quarterback. See, that is where
good luck.
Fit matters.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.